is the closest hospital. Mm-hmm. I know that's where I took my boy when he got a wheat beard in his throat.
Oh.
And we took him to Wichita.
Oh, I bet that was an agonizing sensation.
Oh, my poor little soul. Gangrene had set into his throat when we got him. And the doctor we had here, our doctor hadn't flew by us and got to the hospital. And the doctor took his patient, just a youngster. And he didn't know what it was, but he did recognize it was something that he couldn't handle and told us we better take him.
That was good.
Yes, it was, because the doctor up there said another 24 hours and he couldn't do anything for him.
You had to be your own nurse then.
Oh, yes, yes. I nursed that boy through typhoid fever. And I nursed many another person too, I'll tell you.
Oh, is there a railroad that comes into town?
Uh-huh. Yes, there is. Now, it came in here in 1920.
Uh-huh.
But it's just a spur of the Santa Fe from Winoka. Runs out here and then turns around and goes back.
Oh.
It's just
is there a place for passengers to get on?
Yes, if you have nerve enough to get on that one coach.
Oh.
I don't know. I guess it's still on. For a long time, they'd have two or three coaches.
Just get down here and wait for it on the street, or?
No. They have a depot down here. They ship lots of wheat and cattle from here, lots of them.
That's right.
However, they don't ship nearly as many cattle as they used to because they truck them out now.
Oh.
We've got lots of cattle in this country anymore. The last 10 or 15 years, the cattle herds have built up tremendously to what they used to be for a long time. A few milk cows is about all it was.
Mm.
But the herds have, a lot of the country they've let go back to grass. Quite nice little herds now.
Other things here. What do you call the place where the courthouse is?
Courthouse Square, I think is what they...
Yeah, what do you call the town where the courthouse is located?
Cassique.
Uh-huh. And that's the center of the county.
What do you mean? All the county offices are
uh-huh.
here.
And they make up the county...
Business, and
uh-huh.
that old county business here.
And let's see, what else? Oh, here's one I'd like to know, that the expression that you used for this. Maybe you didn't need to. If you had a trail that went like this, well, this would work for trails, probably. Maybe we better use this on city blocks today. If the block is like this, and there's sidewalk here and sidewalk here, instead of going up here to get to this point, you just cut diagonally across.
You can't have very many houses there. That's the way we used to do the trails. If we wanted to go anywhere instead of going north and then east, why, we just go as the crow flies. That's the way
uh-huh.
we just go as the crow flies.
Uh-huh.
And
that's what you call it.
Uh-huh.
Did you call that thing? This in town that way too?
No, I don't think they do.
Catty-cornered,
I've heard that expression. Catty-cornered, cut across catty-cornered. And I've heard that expression. I imagine that's the way you do in town, but if we were going anywhere, why, we'd go as the crow flies.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that with the cars anymore, but you could with a horse.
Mm-hmm. If you were in a wagon with somebody and he was going too fast and you didn't want to ride anymore, what would you tell him?
I'd say, you can just let me out. The same way with a car that's going too fast. I just say, just stop and I'll get out.
Yeah. And let's see, the sheriff is supposed to preserve...
Order.
Uh-huh. Streetcars were at all.
There never has been.
I guess Amarillo,
here.
Maybe. Was it Amarillo?
I believe Oklahoma City is about the closest streetcars.